Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
because knowledge is power.
They got it done. The Declaration, the Declaration of Independence. In 1776, the Continental Congress said that we were free.
The other day, I dragged the man's body down the hallway and noticed that there was no dust.
Well, let me have one of those porno magazines, large box of condoms, a bottle of Old Harper, a couple of those panty shields, and some illegal fireworks, and one of those disposable enemas. Make it two.
Celebrate the independence of your nation by blowing up a small part of it.
Okay, now, everybody, stand back while I celebrate freedom.
Open that door! They're going to get all the kills.
8-year-olds,
dude.
Your local 7-Up bottler presents this special limited edition of the 7-Up Bicentennial Bottle.
Pilot, identify yourself.
It's me, Russell Case, sir. I told you I wouldn't let you down. Just keep those guys off me for a few more seconds, will ya? Hello, boys! I'm back!
That's what I call a close encounter.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 29 of Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim Andrews. No Jeff Leboff this week, so we'll introduce Ira.
Hello.
Stephanie.
Hey.
And a kid.
Hey. Kid. Hi. Jason.
Jason.
Otherwise known as.
Yeah, but we're going to call you the kid.
The kid.
The kid Hendry. Hey, I want you to meet the kid Hendry. Right.
Good first rap name right there.
Yeah.
Just the kid.
This is the kid Hendry.
Don't get in.
You wasted 8 fucking aprons on that guy. One more letter goes to that kid's house, into the fucking oven you're going to go head first.
Isn't that a Bronx Tale?
No.
No, that's Goodfellas.
It is Goodfellas. Mm-hmm.
Andre, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you, Andre.
Normal people don't act like this. What the fuck is wrong with you, Henry?
Yeah, Jeff loves the Bare Naked Ladies more than he loves us. So he's
oh,
with
fuck.
Us. They don't even have the original lead singer in the band anymore, and he still follows them. That's fucking dedication.
Oh, really?
They're Canadian.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
It's 4th of July
yeah.
edition.
I know. You know what? You're right. Don't interrupt.
Right.
Millennials. let's see. What are we going to talk about? Obviously, there's lots of shit to talk about. Yeah, Jason is here. He's a friend of Stephanie's, and he's filling in for Jeff this week. Jason, welcome, man.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, don't get pissed off if I say stupid things.
No, he's mean. He's mean. You just roll with it.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes.
I'm not mean at all. I'm one of the nicest people I know. You look fucking high as hell.
I'm not, man.
Okay.
I wish.
That's just his thing.
You wish? Yeah, that's all we're going to say. You may hear some British voices popping up here and now in reaction to Brexit a week later.
Yeah.
When was that election? Was that Friday? Last Thursday, and then Friday was the big... I don't fucking know.
It feels like it was over the weekend.
Yeah, it feels like it's not even going to happen now, too. Yeah.
So, and then there's the petition now, like London's trying to separate themselves or something.
Yeah. Yes, London wants to be its own separate, independent city. I think you're going to see a lot of that.
Yeah.
I think that's going to happen a lot.
Like, you know, Texas.
I don't give a shit. Who cares?
No?
No.
What if Texas wanted to secede? Would you care about that?
I wouldn't care. No, I think that they would be fine on their own, and we'd be fine without them. We would trade with them, obviously, and I'm sure that we would be able to go there, and they could come here without any problem.
All right, well, let's do it.
I mean, if they want to go, they're allowed to go. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, obviously there was a war fought, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago about this, and the South won.
So Matthew McConaughey would probably be the president of Texas, wouldn't you think?
I think
if it was his own thing.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
No, when they ask him to swear on the Bible to take the oath of office to be the governor, he go, yes, I did.
I just like saying pulls off the Brexit.
Lincoln. What?
Pulls off into was the commercial in? Lincoln?
Oh, yeah, that is Lincoln.
That is Osiris. The bull in front of the fucking car. I don't, you know, when I thought maybe someday I'll be able to do a decent Matthew McConaughey, it's hard to get him down pat, seriously.
Well, you got him, but you got him specifically when he's super high and he's confused.
That's right, that's right, that's right. When I'm riding in my car.
Watch the leather, man.
I've been watching a lot of people doing the compilation videos on YouTube, you know, the ones that go viral, like, this kid nailed Donald Trump and all the other political, whose phone's buzzing?
Mine.
You busted. Busted. Anybody we should talk to?
Anyway, no. So, well, you know, I did tweet. I've been tweeting that we're going live and when we're going to do the show so people could interact with us on Twitter.
Yeah.
And
what are people saying?
People are saying things, Ira.
I know.
But I've been watching these videos on YouTube of these, and now there's a new viral one today that's going around Facebook of this guy who nails all the characters of Game of Thrones, which we will get to in a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But he nails everybody, even really? The minor characters. Yeah, he does the Faceless God King, or whatever the fuck that guy's name is. And he does Jon Snow and Baelish and everybody. Wow. And then he did Frey, right? That's his last name,
right.
Frey. And he did that one really well, too. But every time I see Frey, I just think of Filch on Harry Potter. Where are my sons? What is that what he says?
Yeah.
In the episode? Where are my sons? Oh, look, a finger. He's also on another show that I watch on FX called The Strain.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He plays Satrakian.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Satrakian.
I was like, why the hell do I know him?
The masters will be here soon. You can't help it but fight the Strigoi.
Bad show, though. We'll talk about that when it comes around. But
you don't like it? I love it.
I do.
What, The Strain?
Yes, yeah. And I like it, and I watch it. But my whole thing is, like, where are the cops? I mean, like, nobody's doing anything.
The cops are dead.
Yeah.
I mean, the cops are there. They're all on Staten Island where it was safe.
Well, that's what I mean. I read, like, in the coming up season that the people are going to have to do things for themselves. Well, that's all they've been doing, so I don't know how the season's going to be different.
I know how it ends because I read the books when they came out, so.
I only read the one book.
Oh, they got better.
It was very good.
Yeah, I thought I listened to them because I'm an audiobook guy.
This is why you don't read books, people. It's like Fahrenheit 451. No books.
It fucks up your TV.
Well, so the other day, we tried this last week and we got some stuff. So right off the top of the show, I'll do the Twitter stuff, Iris.
Yeah.
I tweet out that we're going to be recording tonight, and then 30 minutes before I said, hey, we're going to be live. So here's a couple. Here's Amber, her name is Amber, and she says, please, oh, please make some T-shirts so I can represent my favorite podcast. I promise I'll be the first person to buy one. So
nice.
We need to put that at the back of our minds. We may only sell one, but as long as Amber gets one, I'll be fine with it.
Jeff, what happened with the design? Like, Jeff sent the design like 2 months ago, and I've seen shit since.
Well, she do a tank top.
I don't know what he did with it.
Oh, come on.
Well, I guess we can break his stones if he's at Bare Naked Ladies. Not,
he knows. He knows.
He knows.
Here's Rockdale Tiger. He tweets us quite a bit. I love Rockdale Tiger.
Hey, Rockdale Tiger.
Says, have you checked out Documentary Now with Bill Hader and Fred Armisen? Great exclamation point, he says. Well, we talked about this before.
Oh, yeah.
It is a very funny show.
Yeah. Great show.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of them. Yeah.
The Blue Jean Committee.
Yeah, well, that's what... Oh, yeah. I was going to say, Steph Swain retweeted, yes, I love the Blue Jean Committee.
Yeah.
Love it.
Swain, you were the one who put me onto that show. The first episode, though, I was like... I don't know. I wasn't really getting into it. It was definitely different, but the other ones were funny.
The Eskimo one?
The Eskimo one's great. The Blue Jean Committee one is...
Yeah. I think Eskimo was like 3 or something.
The drones one?
The drones one was my favorite.
Let's see. What's the other one? Jeff apologized for not being here. Someone says, briefly touch on what went down toward the end of the Rock 100.5 morning show. I would be wrong. I could be wrong, but I think a lot are curious. I'm sure some people are. I've talked about that ad nauseum over on the Von Hessler Doctrine and the Digital Doctrine, the old podcast called The Show. but not really on here, I don't think.
And I feel like we've discussed it.
Yeah. I don't want to. I'm really.
It's up to you.
I really want to say that now, you know, I'm. You know, it's always a percentage of people who are in the wrong and who are in the right. And I think that a lot of times I was in the wrong, especially the way I treated people. And I know me, and I don't like acting that way. And I treated people, like, you know, really disrespectfully. I'm just going to admit it. I was disrespectful to people. However, there's a reason why I was, and it's right. A way longer story, and it's boring. I didn't like being on the show. I didn't especially like it after Seabass left. So, you know, because to me, Seabass was the glue that held every funny bit that the regular guys did toward the end. You know, we didn't have anything without him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did prank calls and shit, but I would be embarrassed sometimes by how poor they were compared to some of the shit he was bringing in, you know? And then I think that the quality of the content changed and the direction of the content changed. And it wasn't interesting to me because I don't like set-em-ups and I don't like fake bits and I don't like, you know, contrived pieces or things that really just honestly I know from the beginning aren't going to work. And I iterate that and then I see that they're not working and then eventually they don't work. And, you know, I feel like I'm in a position where people don't listen to me and think that, you know, you know what I mean? And yeah. When you're that way, you don't want to be there. So, again, a lot of people had to deal with my crazy bullshit and, you know, I consider the last 3 years like a girlfriend I might have had in college at, at Rock 105, the way I treated them and just all passive-aggressive and all that bullshit. So it's all behind me now, and you know, I'm enjoying what I do now. I like being on WSB, and I don't really have any hard feelings at all. So, you know, of course I don't listen, and I don't give a fuck. So.
That goes without saying. But if they said, hey, we want you to come back, I think you'd say,
Well, first of all, they'd never say that, and second of all...
How much?
No, I wouldn't even say how much. I wouldn't let... That company scares me. Then Rockdale Tiger tweeted later on, can you pre-record some heavy breathing for the show? or maybe Tim can just edit in some Vader. Hashtag Darth Keys.
Yes, please do that.
So, yeah, please talk to us. I mean, I know a lot of people post things on our Facebook page and you tweet us during the week, but if you have an idea or a thought or something you'd like to hear on the show from any of us, just put it on our Facebook page.
I love
page.
It when everybody tweets.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah.
I love
just tweet us at @radio_labyrinth and then, of course, on Facebook, which is just Radio Labyrinth on the Facebook page. So, anyway, welcome to episode 29. I had a lot of shit that I did over the weekend that I want to talk about involving, you know, viewing things with my goggles, my eyes. But first, I want to talk about who Jason is because, you know, I don't want to wait till the end and I'm like, oh, okay.
And he's in the Jeff chair.
Yeah, that's he's in special. The Jeff chair. So, Stephanie, why don't you introduce everyone to Jason? I'm sorry, the kid.
Okay, the kid, Jason. So his dad is my boss. And low many years ago, he was in a hard spot. He needed somebody to watch him for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So he very reluctantly asked me because I was a huge goofball and I know he didn't trust me, but he was really in a bad position. And we hit it off immediately. I picked him up from karate. He was about 9.
Karate.
Yeah. And as soon as he got in my car, like he saw my rap CDs and stuff and he just started rattling off like all the producers. And I mean, he's like a prodigy. And he's like, oh, NWA, and oh, yeah. And he like knew all my stuff, and I was smitten with him immediately.
I do know music. I do know some music.
He does know music.
Yeah.
And then your obsession with The Simpsons. He had every season of The Simpsons.
At 6?
9.
At 9.
I mean, yeah.
You had all of them. Yeah, this is back when you were deep into it, which I loved. Mm-hmm. You know,
I had all of them. I think they were way behind putting out the seasons. I think like season one came on DVD in like 2001.
It took a very long time.
Yeah, it took a long. Yeah, and so we
distribution rights.
We spent many years of me coming over and hanging out and going to the Bavarian Blockbuster on Roswell Road and picking out movies.
Bavarian Blockbuster.
It's an O'Reilly Auto Parts now.
Oh.
But we'd go there, and he's a horror junkie.
Just as a footnote here, back in 1993 and 94, when you wanted to watch compilations of The Simpsons, you had to record them on Sundays.
Yeah.
And then keep a tape.
Which I did.
Put another episode on it. And then it got into syndication,
And then you just recorded it every day on your VCR. Then you had tapes and tapes and tapes and tapes and tapes of The Simpsons. And sometimes if you weren't stoned or you weren't feeling lazy, you would pause the commercials. So you didn't have to deal with that either. But most of the time you left them in. And that's how you watched them.
I used Roman numerals. I had Simpsons 1, so Simpsons 2, all Roman numerals because I was hip.
So, you know, then I don't know why, because Fox did so many weird deals, it took forever for them to come out on DVD. Not until the 2000s, mid 2000s, and then they had this deal with all the syndicators. When they went into syndication, I don't think the internet had been started up yet, or it wasn't like it is now, certainly. And they had all these weird deals with the affiliates and the syndicators, so they had to wait till all those deals expired before they could put it on FX.
And that's what took it so long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that makes total sense. Yeah.
I don't think it streams anywhere either.
Oh.
That's the thing. I'm sorry. It doesn't stream anywhere. It might be on FXX, but you have to have cable or a provider.
FXX has every single episode.
Right. The website.
But
right.
I don't think it's syndicated anywhere else.
No, you won't see him on Netflix until the show's canceled because they have those deals. Anyway, so I just corrected myself. Anyway, continue your story.
Oh, but that was it.
That was basically it.
Yeah, we bonded over TV and stuff.
We hung out recently. Went to what was the Beer and Brew?
Battle and Brew. We went to Battle and Brew.
Did you go?
Oh yeah, we went.
How was it?
A little, even too nerdy for us.
Really?
To be quite honest with you.
I felt like a jock. Like I ruled the school. Like I was. Stephanie was like. Can we even play in here? Like everyone was like very like over their game, and they didn't want other people intruding on their game.
Intense.
Why would you
so
make?
Intense.
Here's my question about that. Playing video games is generally a solitary event, or you have a group of people and they're all in a room gaming together on PCs or whatever or gaming's high tech gaming system. But I generally think of people being by themselves in front of a computer screen with headphones on, talking to people around the world, and then you throw them all. I'm basically saying antisocial people.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
And putting them all in a collective space where they can be antisocial still.
Yeah.
I felt very unhip, too. I did not know the games they were playing at all.
I'm not indicting gaming culture. I know Ira's upset.
No, it's not that. It's different nowadays. It's like back in the Nintendo days, it was like that scene in Swingers where they're all hanging out in the apartment and they're all playing hockey together and there's like nine guys on the couch.
Yeah.
And if you're going to put together a place like that, I guess you're kind of envisioning that.
Well, they had, and this was our whole thing, is I thought we were going to go in there and they just would have Nintendo or PlayStation or whatever, and we could just sit down and on a couch and play Donkey Kong or just whatever the hell, you know?
I don't know how you can talk to people when you're playing video games unless you're doing a...
an interactive...
Well, unless you're doing one of those online games where you're in an army and you're planning missions and shit, but, you know, to me... It's just this, you know, it's something you do and you get engrossed in. And then if somebody comes in the room and starts talking to you while you're playing a game, how can you get out of the world that you've immersed yourself in probably for 6 hours?
They're already tasked with the side of French fries they have sitting in front of them. I mean, they're already multitasking at that point.
Well, I will tell you one funny story. When he was 13.
But anyway, I'm just talking about this place. So
I'm sorry.
You guys, you guys were talking about that Battle and Brew and...
Yeah.
Good food.
All right. Yeah. So at least there's something.
Well, he took me off track.
I remember, though, back in, I think it was 2006, 2007, Steph would all, we emailed back and forth, and you were telling me that you would tell me every time you went to some cool new burger joint or restaurant, and then the movies that you would go to. So I was like, I wish I had a cool, babysitter.
But now, now we're just... chums.
Yeah, well, that's
and
cool.
Whatnot.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, when he was 13, I took him to his first rock concert, which was Alice in Chains.
No.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so,
was Layne Staley still alive?
No. He'd been dead for quite a while. Right. Yeah.
They had a new singer.
It was, what's his face?
The guy?
You know.
They have that now?
You know that guy from that thing.
Yeah, the guy who's always been in Alice in Chains.
He just sings now?
Yeah, he sang a lot of Jerry Cantrell.
Jerry Cantrell.
He sang a lot of the songs back in the day. You just didn't realize
they
it.
They have a singer now.
Well, Jerry Cantrell sang most of the songs this night anyway. He sang a lot of the classics or whatever. But
he was the man in the box.
Well, that was Layne Staley. You didn't really notice it too bad. They did pretty good. They had a new album out or whatever. So we were up in the balcony at first at the Tabernacle.
Yeah.
And then I was like, we can move down to the floor. It should be fine. This is a bunch of old fuckers. They're all like 40 years old. Nobody's doing this shit anymore. And I swear to God, we were down on the floor. And these young guys decided to turn it into a mosh pit. And they started slamming into these old bikers that were not having it. And then it got crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought Jason was about to get socked in the face and his parents were going to murder me. I had to hide him underneath me and run away. I was like, what have I done? This is terrible. But anyway.
Did they sing that song that says something about "Here comes the rooster"?
The rooster.
They did the rooster.
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
It's just the rooster.
That's a good song.
I never got into them.
No,
really?
I've seen them maybe three or four times because when I worked for 96 Rock, they were at Music Midtown once, and I've seen them. Just they're a great band.
Yeah.
I know that they're all talented.
Oh, great tunes.
Yeah, and those tunes are memorable. I just never really was like that song about the rooster. I was like, this is a hit.
Well, you know, that's a real, I mean, it was about, I think it was Lane Staley's stepdad. He wrote that about Vietnam.
Yeah.
That was like, they
I never looked into
they
it.
They called him the rooster.
Oh.
And the whole lyrics are about him being in the war.
I just thought the guy had a farm and, you know, he ate his kid.
Woke up real early because the rooster.
Well, it was his favorite rooster that he had raised from a chick. And the rooster had a stroke, so he was like, well, he ain't going to die. So that's what I thought.
Oh, he ain't going to die. There's a scene in Singles, the movie Singles. And, you know, I was into Alice in Chains already before that. But there's a scene, a brief shot of them playing at that little club in Singles. And it's just so badass for about three seconds. And it's just like, jun, 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 you know, and he's shaking his dreads around. And I'm like, that's pretty badass.
Yeah.
You know what I took away from that movie that I never forget? In fact, I think about it at least once a week.
What's that?
Really?
Yeah, it was when Tom Skerritt says to, I forget the actor who was working for the city.
And, oh, I know.
And
Campbell.
Yeah.
Campbell Scott.
That's his name. Okay, yeah. Tom Skerritt goes, people like driving their cars.
Yeah.
And anytime, I mean, that stuck with me. That's, I mean, a lot of things, if I think about it, I remember from the movie because it was a good movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I loved Matt Dillon especially.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was great. And then Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder was in it before they were anybody.
Dylan's band?
I don't remember.
It was something funny, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and then Bridget Fonda was crazy about him. And she's always waiting for somebody to say bless you.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's one of our generation's movies.
X movie.
That
right
one,
there.
Reality Bites.
Yeah. Which I've never seen.
Oh, you got to see. That's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Well, you're
Ethan Hawke, man.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Ethan Hawke, but also Janine Garofalo.
She was hilarious in that movie.
Is Winona Ryder in that?
She is the star.
Okay, someday I'll watch it. I'll watch that and then Pretty in Pink so I can get, you know, 80s and 90s together.
Pretty in Pink is so horrible. I just watched it like a week ago.
I've never seen it.
I couldn't stop watching it.
Why did you?
I don't know. It was
it
just
on TV? It was on TV.
It was on, and I just like had
you
my
didn't go out of your
out.
Way.
No, I wasn't like, oh God, Pretty in Pink.
Here's the
you
answer.
It's not on Netflix. What?
No. Here's the answer to that question. The answer to that question is you didn't grow up in the 80s when shit came on that you sort of liked. You watched it because there was nothing else on.
That's exactly what it is.
It didn't matter if you'd seen it once or 100 times. I've seen Rocky III probably 250 times.
That's a good movie.
I know it is, but it's not 250 times good.
Rocky III is the one with Mr. T, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's the great,
hey,
that's
woman.
A great one.
Hey, woman.
Show you what a real man's like.
Yeah.
I don't think you anyway.
Oh, poor Mick died in that movie.
Oh, God. Bing, yeah, that was devastating.
Bing. Yeah.
That almost
that's not the way to do it.
Wasn't as upsetting as The Champ. I remember seeing that when I was a kid.
Oh, God.
Bawled my fucking eyes out.
Speaking of, I know we're going all over the rails here. Good. Jesus, dial it down, Tim. You're fucking skipping everywhere. Speaking of the Champ, that starred John Voight and Ricky Schroeder.
Mm-hmm.
John Voight, speaking of him, last night, Caitlin and I were talking, KP and I were talking before, you know, she had to go to bed for work, and she goes, I heard about the show when I was in Tybee. A friend of mine said, do you watch the show about these guys from Boston? And one's a fixer in L.A. And I said, what? And she goes, Donovan. Ray Donovan? She said, yeah. And I said, season 4 is about to start. I said, would you like to watch the first episode of season 1? And she said, yeah, let's try it. Immediately, she loved it.
Oh, do you have it on?
It's a great show.
Yeah, I know. But she, I mean, the Boston thing and then, you know, the acting.
Reminds her of her folk, her people.
I don't know about it. Just reminded her of home. But then the L.A. part is the main focus and just how good of a show it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the family. And she loved Paula Malcolmson, of course.
Yeah.
You know, I love her so much. She's in so many shows that we watch.
Deadwood.
Like Deadwood. She's in Sons of Anarchy. She's in Caprica.
Lost. She was on ER.
Jesus.
John from Cincinnati.
I've never watched some of these shows.
John, you didn't watch Lost?
No, never okay. watched. Watch no, Lost not one episode.
Caprica was the prequel to Battlestar Galactica. It shows how the Cylons were made, and she was the guy, Eric Stoltz's wife.
I've heard of it. I never watched it.
It was kind of a stupid show.
It was on Sci-Fi, right?
But I watched.
Yeah, you know, no, I watched all of it.
You know, I don't watch sci-fi shows. Okay, I was sad. I told you that.
All right. And then, you know, in the middle of the show, while she's engrossed in it, and I'm going, you know, she's from Ireland, and, you know, he was in this, and she's just, she humors me and nods her head and says, oh, that's nice. She doesn't give a shit about that stuff. You know what I mean?
I thought you were going to say, she's gonna, you want to shut up and try to watch this?
No, because she humors me because she knows that's me all the time. I'm like, oh, that's this, and that's that, and that's that. So that, you know, that's awesome. But I got to work on that because that's like, if we were all watching TV together, we'd all be doing that.
Yeah.
And nobody would be getting annoyed.
Well, that's true. I mean, we do it all the time.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, my husband, that's what we do, too. We try to beat each other to the punch, though. No. He was in blah, 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 and such and such.
Yeah.
So. Then you out-nerd each other, and then that's annoying, too.
Right.
Out-nerding?
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is that I just want to, you know, dial it down a notch and just enjoy it. So now I'm going to binge watch. Hopefully, we're going to binge watch all of them before the end of season four.
Now you have it on disc, or are you on-demanding it?
No, they're on-demand.
I'm going to set the tone for you. Like I was telling Ira, what you will notice by the end of season one, think about how many times every single character on the show says, what did you do, Ray? What did you do, Ray? Everybody says it.
Yeah.
So just keep account of that. And I love the show. I'm just saying.
I love it when John Voight's doing blow with that the black lady, the hooker.
Oh, yeah, his fetish.
In Philadelphia, yeah. do some of this. So anyway, welcome, Jason.
Welcome, Jason.
Thank you.
The kid. I was going to call you the kid.
It's 30 minutes in. We're still doing welcome.
Well, we just did the long thing in the story.
I, that's why this show is so great.
In the story.
We went on for a while.
The story of us. So, guys, here's what else I watched this weekend. If you heard the intro, it was a mishmash of, you know, holiday shit and stuff I watched. One of them, of course, holiday shit. Come on, it's Independence Day. Don't be a douchebag, Tim. Celebrate. I remember the bicentennial, for Christ's sake. I remember
me too.
Going to watch the fireworks. I remember going to the carnival.
When was that? The 76?
July 4th, 1976.
Yeah, I was like three. I don't remember that one.
President Ford. Mm. Still, because the election hadn't happened yet.
Jimmy Carter's the first president, I remember.
I remember Nixon, because I remember seeing the shit on TV. I don't remember what people were saying. I just remember everybody was watching it.
And he was in a hotel.
Hmm?
And it was like a just picture scenes of a hotel. No, I remember, over and over.
No, I remember this, the. No, I remember the Watergate hearings.
Oh, wow,
the hearings.
Yeah. So anyway, let's see. What I watched a shitload of stuff though, and you guys have probably seen all of them. But you know, I'm catching up. I'm getting a little better. I watched the first episode of Black Jesus.
Oh,
what is that? I don't even know what that is.
Black Jesus. Black Jesus is on Adult Swim.
Oh, okay.
Better get your colon checked, pimp.
Yeah, Charlie Murphy's in it. He plays like their dick landlord.
Yeah. Jonathan Witherspoon is that bum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like, you fucking UPS, man. I haven't watched it enough to be able to quote it, but man, it was funny as shit. It's Jesus lives in East L.A.?
Compton.
Yeah. And he has a bunch of buddies. I guess they're his disciples.
Yeah.
And they're just all normal people except for Jesus. You know, he's Jesus. And
Black Jesus.
Yeah, Black Jesus. And
this isn't animated.
No, it's live action. Right. But every single episode is a biblical parable, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you learned something. Yeah. I mean, they're all...
It's all based
ethically,
on...
Ethically,
stuff from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking great. And I got introduced to that by Sean and Lisa, you know, our fans who... they own the shop where I work.
Lisa must be like my... I don't even know. She's my doppelganger as far as things I like.
BFFs.
This is why I watched so much shit this weekend, because I went over to their place Saturday night and had dinner. Because KP was out of town.
Hmm.
And so I worked Saturday morning and I went up to their house. And we watched a bunch of cool shit that I hadn't seen. One of them is going to be in my pick, so I'm not going to mention it yet. But we watched What We Do in the Shadows. Because I hadn't seen it.
Oh, God, I've already watched it like 15 times. Oh,
it's
my God.
So
I have not watched it 15 times.
Fucking funny. You've seen it, right? All right. I don't know why I didn't watch. I just don't watch things. You know, man, I'm lazy. But,
I watch less than you do.
Holy shit, was that funny.
Isn't it hilarious?
Yeah, yeah. It's so good. The werewolves. I wasn't even expecting it because I didn't know. The werewolves. And Rhys Darby is, yeah. And then they come over to their house. It's like, once the smell was gone, it was nice having him over. But that was at the intro, too, when you hear Jermaine Clement say, I dragged a body across the hallway, picked up some dust, and then he goes, so it's like I swept the floor. Because they're having a flat meeting, all the vampires that live there, and they're arguing over not doing chores, and one of them hasn't done clean the blood off the dishes for 2 years.
but Philip's like 1,000 years old. He won't be coming to this meeting.
Oh, yeah. Philip is Nosferatu. And yeah. He lives in a stoned-in sarcophagus. Poor Philip.
Poor Philip.
I'd forget he was even in the show at times. Like, he was even in the show at times, honestly.
Stu.
Stu's great.
Stu's the human character that hangs out with him, and he's like, so we've probably... Would it bother you if we ate stew? I think that would probably upset me. I don't remember.
He's my mate.
Yeah, he's my mate.
Can't eat my mate.
So there are four vampires that live together in a flat. Yeah. And they rent the flat and they're having that meeting. And they started off with, we all agree that you're very cool. Yes, you're very cool. But that's not the point of this conversation. So anyway, I watched that. Also, we watched The Black Jesus. And then we played a game, which was so fun, using the remote control. You just do... YouTube jukebox or whatever. I forget the exact name of it, but they'd pick a video to watch that you hadn't seen, and then I pick one that they hadn't seen. You just go back and forth, so that was a blast.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then Friday night, I was home alone, so I watched 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Don't you and? Tell me the end of that.
I won't tell
know.
You the end of
okay.
anything. It, I loved it.
I thought you saw it in the theater.
No. Jeff saw it.
Oh.
Did okay. you see it?
I have not seen it.
Kid didn't Rick. See it.
The kid.
Didn't see it.
No. It's a... It's not a sequel.
Right.
So don't, you know, whatever. Yeah. I had so many things I was going to say about it, but I thought you had seen it already.
No, I have not seen it.
Once you've seen 10 Cloverfield Lane, go to this YouTube channel called Found Flix with an X, Found F-L-I-X, and watch his video, 10 Cloverfield Lane, Ending Explained plus References and Easter Eggs, which I watched after the movie.
Yeah.
And
love that shit.
There's I had to do that with Game of Thrones. And I found out all these cool tie-ins to, you know, J.J. Abrams-esque, you know, Easter eggs he puts in every movie then stuff that's linked to Cloverfield. But I won't spoil it for you. It's all a good movie.
I'm dying to see it.
John Goodman is amazing in it.
Can you still do your John Goodman, even though we haven't seen...
I don't know, man. Roseanne, you just got your asses whipped by a bunch of goddamn nerds. Nerds! Now, I don't know about you, but I'd want to go out and redeem myself in the eyes of my father and my coach.
Do you even know that movie, Jason?
Revenge of the Nerds.
Revenge of the Nerds.
I saw that a while ago, a long time ago.
That movie taught you in the 80s that you could rape a girl as long as you were wearing a Darth Vader mask. And she'll fall in love with you.
We've discussed that.
Well, he's in college now, so those are good things for him
to
know. Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's perfectly fine for a Cara Dune to rape a woman in a bouncy house.
You're that nerd.
My school knows about that.
Oh. Yeah, all colleges do.
Well, he goes to UVA. It's pretty rapey there, I hear, right?
Yeah. Rolling Stone, one of the fraternities had a Rolling Stones, like the band, themed party. It was really fun.
Oh, okay.
I just kind of like to get back at them, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, that's pretty snarky. I like that. Where do you go?
Virginia.
Virginia. So, and that's the school they did the story
on? Yeah, that's the school, and they had to retract it, and they're currently in litigation.
Nice. So where is Virginia?
Where's Virginia?
I know where the fucking state is.
That's near D.C.
What town?
Charlottesville.
Charlottesville. Oh, so, shit, where is that exactly?
Beautiful scenery. What?
Where is that exactly, though?
Right in the middle of the thing.
Yeah. Charlottesville is... Oh.
You're thinking of Charlotte.
Is it in the middle of the state, or is it toward the coast?
It's in the middle, a little bit. It's in the middle north, more towards the...
Off of 81?
Off of 95.
Off of 95. Okay, so I'm thinking of those two as you're going up. There's Radford, and then there's...
Oh, yeah, Radford.
There's Virginia Tech there. Sorry, all right. Never mind. I always drove by those colleges going north.
But 81 was the best. We've discussed that.
Yes, 81. Yeah. It was a scenic Truckers Virginia.
However, but almost everything is 70 miles an hour now. But
oh, yeah.
Back in the day, that was like the only road that was 70. And I'd be like, let's take 81 because I could go 85.
Yeah, no so, kidding. Virginia was the first state to jack up its after the Republican Revolution in 94. And we're talking about 95, they dropped the national speed limit. So yeah. States could set their own. Yeah. And then you'd come back from Maryland, which was now 65, because they hadn't jacked it up yet. It was 65. You'd come into PA and the sign said, still 55.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Right.
So what else did I watch? I wanted to comment on Orange is the New Black. Now, I know we all watched the first season, right?
I've watched every season. I haven't started watching the season just because even the chicks at my job who normally just lose
drive
their
nuts.
Shit over the show,
mm-hmm.
even they were like,
Well, there's no hype this season. And
so I'm like, if they're not even feeling it, I'm not even going to fuck with it. So there's too much good shit on.
You watched the last season. What happened to the female hairdresser?
You're talking about the transgender?
Yes.
God, I don't even remember.
Apparently she's not on it anymore. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that she wasn't on it anymore.
Well, I haven't seen her yet. And I keep asking.
Who's the chick who looks like Justin Bieber?
Oh, she's off of it now.
Who's that?
With all the tattoos.
Is she off like...
Yeah,
she got offed.
No, I think they carted her ass out of there last year.
Okay.
Or something happened with her. She's the one with all the tattoos.
She's got a drawn on eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she's really pretty, but she's really, really a lesbian in real life, too.
Well, this season's interesting because they're dealing with prison overcrowding, and now that it's a privately owned prison and a for-profit prison, they have to deal with that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And then they have a Blair Brown. Is that her name?
Are you talking about from The Unsinkable Molly Brown? That Blair Brown? Like, old school Blair Brown? That chick?
Was that the dramedy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that Blair Brown. She was also in Altered States.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She got naked, and in case you were wondering.
Seen that movie in forever.
I don't know why I know that.
Who was the main guy in Altered States again? It was...
What's his face?
Yeah, what's his face?
Oh, God. You're killing me. Why are you doing this to me?
I don't know. Well, no, you brought up Altered States, and I haven't thought about that movie in forever. And now it's killing me.
He's in Kiss of the Spider Woman.
John Hurt.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, I always remember him from that one with Judd Nelson. You know, the one where
said nobody.
Where he killed his wife, and at the end, and his name was Stormy Weathers. He was the attorney, Stormy Weathers, and at the end, he gets him to admit that he killed the wife on the stand.
I think I know the movie you're talking about, but I don't know the name.
You know the stupid movie? It's stupid. I've seen it way too many times.
Do I have Kevin Klein in Pittsburgh?
No, this is not even Kevin Klein worthy. No,
all right. We've gone so far. Off of my main point. I don't know what the fuck we were talking about.
Rabbit hole.
What was I talking about?
You were talking about John Hurt. And
Altered States, the chick that got naked.
States.
Okay,
Blair Brown. Okay.
Ooh, thank you. What's that movie where the people are in the dreams?
Inception?
Yeah, I said Inception movie. So Orange is the New Black. She's on that. She's like a Martha Stewart character.
Oh, okay.
She's segregated in her own cell with the skinny, mousy yoga instructor lady.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's enjoyable. I think it's still pretty funny, and I haven't watched it in 2 years. So if you're into some kind of comedy.
A lot of people told me it's not for me. I don't know
why.
Well, and my mother told me that. And when my mother says something's not for me, then I know I probably won't like it.
Your mom watches that?
Yeah.
Your mom's a pretty hip lady.
Yeah, she watches some stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
40.
Well, we're
I
at
missed 40? The 30. Yeah.
Holy shit! We're
I was gonna.
At 40
I was gonna
already.
Wait till 45, and then
So there's some stuff I want to talk to Jason about in the next segment. Maybe we can lead. I want to know, like, how old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
You're 20 years old. Yeah. Okay, so 20 years ago was 1996.
Yeah, the Olympics were here.
The year I moved to Atlanta, and. So I'm thinking maybe by 2001, you were aware of shit.
Yeah. 2000. Yeah. This is round down.
He became self-aware.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, when you
start... The 90s were just a blur, man.
Started hitting that good shit in Colorado. No, like, I'm about movies and TV shows because, you know, I want to know if there were still Saturday morning cartoons. See, I don't have kids, so I didn't raise kids in the 90s or the 2000s, so I don't know what's there, you know.
90s and the early 2000s, when I became self-aware.
Yeah. So
it's the same, you know. Yeah, of course.
There were Saturday morning cartoons.
There was no DVR or anything like that. It was, I mean, VHS and everything, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I'd record all the, you know, Looney Tunes and all that stuff.
Was it like Clarissa Explains It All or Drake and Josh or like what?
Oh, Drake and Josh. Yeah, Hillary Duff had that god-awful show. I mean, I didn't really get into Disney shows. I was more into the cartoons.
Nickelodeon, Rugrats.
Honestly, into stupid stuff and sports, and that's kind of still that's kind of still what it is.
So for you in, say, 2002, 2003, let's move it up to 2003, because that makes you, what, 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, am I right there?
No.
Yes?
No.
No?
No, he's 7.
7. All right, 7. So I picture you on a Saturday morning putting a DVD in or maybe getting a bowl of cereal and sitting in front of the TV watching cartoons. Did that happen? Did you do that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So my hope in the world is restored. There's nothing wrong with millennials because they got the same thing that we got.
Yeah. Right. I went to go, you know, you had to go to the shops to get CDs and stuff like that. I still have a big collection.
Yeah.
But wow. it just sits there.
Yeah. CDs didn't obviously. They didn't really die out until, what, 2007, 2008?
Yeah.
More like 2009. Let's just split the difference, right?
Oh, God, man.
I still buy them, and then I go home and rip it, and I throw it in a closet. Like, why the fuck did I buy this?
Yeah, I've not bought a CD in many years.
But there's something about actually holding it in your hand.
Tactile. Right?
Yeah. Still looking at the booklet?
I was going to say, the notes that nobody reads. I don't read them, so I know a lot of people do.
The pictures. I like the pictures.
I like the pictures.
And we'll go back to even cassette tapes. When I was at home visiting my mom, I looked through her tapes because I was trying to find my old Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction tape, because I remembered that I had the original tape that when you unfolded it had the rape scene in it. And I remembered that I had it. I know it's a collector's item now, but I looked everywhere for it. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I could get $3 for that.
Well, because what was it? Tipper Gore, she made such a shebag about it, or
you
some
just
shit.
Had to put the explicit lyric thing on the.
But they did away with it.
PMRC didn't do that to Guns N' Roses. It was
Twisted Sister.
It was feminist and stuff.
Oh, that's who did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and don't blame Tipper Gore. Everything bad that happened to rock music. So what was your first music that you liked that wasn't influenced by your parents?
Putting them on the spot. I never really got influenced by my parents' music, honestly.
That's bull crap.
Why, what did they listen
because
to?
Because when I met you, the ringtone on your phone was Waiting for the World to Change by John Mayer. And when it came on, you said,
I like John Mayer.
You said me and we like this song. We're good. We like this song.
I like John Mayer because he's touring with the Grateful Dead remnants. Yeah.
He's a great guitarist.
He is. He's a great guitarist.
I saw him last year.
He destroyed...
Stevie Ray.
Who's the Jennifer Aniston, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he date her?
Yeah.
Yeah. He ruined her.
Dated everybody. Didn't he date Katy Perry too?
That guy has fucked so many people.
Yeah. Jessica Simpson.
Like I said.
Right.
Then John Mayer is pretty bad.
He saw Katy Perry without her makeup on and ran. she.
Have you seen that?
No, I saw her sweating though in the sweat eating, like running a trail down the side of her face and the zits all over her cheek.
Oh yeah.
She's a little proactive.
She smelled a little like B.O.
Well, you know, she works hard.
It was also 7 in the morning. I will say, though, converse to that.
Affleck.
Who cares?
I met Usher one morning at say, around the same time. That dude smelled great.
Oh, I bet.
He looked great.
He probably had his Usher cologne on.
Skin was soft.
Yeah.
Because he shook my hand, but he didn't just grab it and like squeeze it like Jason did, like a man.
It was dainty.
Well, no, it wasn't dainty. I mean, it was firm, but it was a gentlemanly handshake.
Was he manscaped well?
I didn't look at his junk, man.
Oh, come on, man.
His hair, he's got such a good line. I mean, it is lined up.
The only famous person's cock I've seen in person is Barry Bonds.
Oh, yeah?
Why did that happen?
Well, I was at a game. And I ran out onto the field with, you know, pom poms. And he hugged me, and then he shook. No, I saw him in the locker room because I had access to the locker room with 96 Rock, and I was down there to interview baseball players. And Jason Schmidt was friends with Southside Steve, so I went over to the San Francisco Giants locker room, and Jason took me in to ask Barry Bonds some questions. And Barry wouldn't interview them with the recorder on, so I had to shut that off. Okay. So the segment, I just had to do it on my own, but I wrote down everything he said. But before I got to him, he was changing, and some guy from the AJC was just hovering over him, and he had his towel around him, and he turned around and went, "Motherfucker, I'm getting dressed." And the guy just went, and as he did that, his junk fell out, you know, because the towel fell. And
was it a Louisville Slugger?
Everybody asks me, you know, "Hey, you took steroids. Is the thing small?" And I say,
It wouldn't be his thing. It'd be his balls. That's what it kills.
Nah, everything was proportional.
Word is bond.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was veiny or not because he wasn't too messy. But all right. We're going to come right back and talk about Game of Thrones and give you some staff picks and talk about a bunch of other shit. And again, thanks, Jason, for stopping by.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
So who watched Game of Thrones?
Oh.
Yeah, we missed Jeff going, "And we're back."
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And we're back.
We'll edit in later.
Did that sound like Jeff?
A little. Back. It did sound like him a little.
That's a Thrones.
No, but before we get to Game of Thrones, I want to continue talking to Jason.
Yeah.
Jason.
My boy.
What's up?
No.
Jason, my boy.
So what did you watch? So you were about, let's say, 10 years old in 2006. What were you watching on TV?
I mean,
keeping in mind that you're now interacting with Stephanie.
Yeah, I mean,
what did you?
I was probably watching South Park, which I watched before I met her.
Yeah,
but you weren't allowed to watch it. I let you watch it.
True,
and you weren't allowed to.
Wasn't allowed to. But I mean, come on, you can't regulate TV. I mean, you can now. I think, like with the parent locks and everything, but you couldn't do that back then.
And horror movies.
Oh.
He's a horror movie junkie. That was the most funnest thing for me ever was Jason loved 80s slasher films.
Oh,
and he
nice.
Watched them all for the first time. We would go to Blockbuster. He would pick up each box. Halloween 1, Halloween 2, Halloween 3. He would read the synopsis of each one. I mean, we would be there for fucking 2 hours while he picked out
that
his
movies.
That
was the fun part about
going
to that store.
Absolutely.
Those
yeah. Yeah. They had everything. That was... The Blockbuster's great.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, you know, going to the porn store to rent videotapes and looking at the boxes was the same thing, except I always got a boner one. So I had to put the box in front of it. And then if you went to the hybrid store that was mainly Hollywood movies, but it had the little room with the swinging doors, that was, you're lucky, man. You just, it's all on your computer. Anyway. So what's your favorite 80s slasher film, if you have one?
I don't know. Man, that's
Evil
a tough
Dead
one.
Too.
I just watched The Conjuring, which was, oh my God.
Yeah,
I hadn't seen that.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
Did you see the second one yet?
I've yet to see the second
Me
one.
Me too. Neither have I. I don't know where I'm at.
And then there was another one in between. There was like a prequel or something that wasn't very good.
Wait, between one and two? How can you do that?
It was a prequel to one, I think, about the Annabelle doll.
Yeah. That came out after The Conjuring, though it's horrible. It's such a piece of
You know
crap.
How I feel about prequels.
I do.
Anyways, no, but I mean, think about an 80s movie that you really dug. Like, what one would you have watched over and over again?
Good slasher one. I mean, honestly, the first Friday the 13th.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good call.
Is a classic.
That one's actually scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the second one, when I watched the second one, which is around the same time I watched the first one, I was like, oh, Jason, I knew he was going to be in it. So I was like, oh, I thought it'd be much scarier, but the second one kind of sucked.
No, but it has a good scene in it where the couple's having sex, and not only do you see her naked, but they also get speared.
Oh, yeah.
Right through the bed.
Yeah. That's a great scene.
Yep. I don't know why I remember these things. I had a troubled childhood, Jason.
I remember how important it was for me for him to watch Evil Dead 2, because it was such a... So we watched Evil Dead 2, and he liked it, and then I was like, oh, we got to watch Army of Darkness, and I remember you saying, I think this is a little dated.
Yeah.
The...
Like Sinbad.
The remake was good though.
Oh, we, the
we
show?
Saw that one. No, not the show. The movie.
The Evil Dead 2 remake.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Or just it was the Dead. Scary part.
Yeah.
It was good. It funny. The remake was good.
Yeah.
I mean, and it did stay true to the original, but I mean, I just love the original.
Yeah. I mean, well, it wasn't funny at all. It was right. Severely. Oh god, when the chick was cutting chunks of her face off in the shower. Damn. Yeah.
They go for the thing now where you just see people getting torn to shreds because they can do it now with a CGI.
Right. Yeah.
Did you watch, did you have him watch like the off ones? Like, well, certainly not I Spit on Your Grave, and that's a 70s movie anyway. No, I'm thinking of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And
we never watched that.
I've seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre, yeah.
I had to be careful. Like just recently, like when we saw Nice Guys a couple weeks ago, it's really we're trying to at the point where there was like a million boobs in that movie, and we're finally at that point where I was okay. Like I wasn't like oh god. So we kind of I tried to I'd leave the room. I'd go get ice cream or something, you know. But.
And then, okay, so when you got, when you got to be a teenager and you're watching stuff, what was the stuff that you watched that you weren't supposed to?
That I wasn't supposed to? Well, they didn't care when I was a teenager, but before that, you know, South Park, that was the main one because I would fucking love that show.
Yeah, but I would have too, by the way, had there been subversive TV like that.
I mean, that was that was kind of like the heyday right there. That was like seasons, like, 6 and 7,
yeah,
like Cripple
Fight,
like you know,
yeah.
Cripple Fight.
Cripple Fight.
Well, what year did the movie come out?
I know. Oh, that came out early.
2002.
No.
99.
Movie came out in 98 or 99.
Yeah.
Well, the show started in 97, right?
Yeah, and the movie came out relatively quickly.
Oh yeah, I guess it did. Huh? I didn't realize that.
So was it the network TV shows and shit, or was it HBO and stuff like that? When you got to be like 15 or whatever.
Mainly network TV shows. I always watched a lot of Comedy Central shows, Dave Chappelle show.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Workaholics.
Oh yeah,
another period.
I love another. He put me on Always Sunny.
Mm-hmm. Always Sunny.
So oh far. Yeah,
that's still like the jewel I hold on to because you were so against it. I don't know why you were so bitter. You were so bitter.
I'm not watching that show.
You just had like a personal.
I was like, I can't. I won't do it. And then,
it was D, right? You didn't like her, or you just didn't like her character.
Well, you know what it was. And it was that night. It was a magical night because we went to that zombie shoot 'em up thing. What the fuck? That haunted house.
Oh yeah.
And we had to run through
zombie
this
apocalypse.
Yeah, zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
went
that's
to that
fun.
Shit. Yeah, we went to that, and then we came home, and it was the Halloween episode was on, and you were like, I don't care. You're gonna watch it. Just watch it. And it was the one where they did bath salts.
Uh huh.
So then I laughed so hard. So I went back and watched all of the seasons.
Bill Ponderosa.
You watched that, Ira?
No.
Yeah, it's funny. The first season will throw you off because DeVito's not in it.
Right.
Well, and I think I watched the first season. I was like, I just never went back.
And they didn't really they didn't do anything with Dee's character yet. That didn't really happen until season two, do they really start using Dee more, too.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, I think that you're lucky that you had somebody like Stephanie to help show you the cool stuff from, like, you know, when you were younger, or when you weren't even born and shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, so you obviously have, like, good taste.
She still puts me up on a lot of new TV shows I watch. Good, like, Adult Swim shows. Like, you told me, didn't you say... Do you still watch the Mike Tyson? Didn't you say his show on Adult Swim is funny?
Mike Tyson Mysteries.
That is very funny.
So
I love Adult Swim shows. Like Squidbillies is the shit. So.
No, I was on that twice.
Yeah, Tim was on there.
Who? What character?
Larry Munson.
Okay.
So I played, you know, he was God in an episode where Granny had a painting of Jesus that she talked to.
I just watched the episode recently where Granny gets the breast implants.
Oh, God.
And then she's like, they're on the screen. She's like, bigger. It's like outside the Earth, like atmosphere.
I think they're doing one more season of that and then it's done.
Aww.
Yeah.
I'll be sad.
Me too. That's a very funny show. That, and I'm sad that Aqua Teen's gone. But,
yeah.
So let me ask you this. You go to what kind of school? Is that an Ivy League school? I don't know anything about colleges.
No, it's not.
But it's a big school, right?
It's a state school, yeah.
Do they have this thing where kids on your campus are overly concerned about social justice problems than going to class?
Huh.
I would say not my school in particular. I wouldn't say they're, nah.
But do you have those roving groups of people who tell you how you should speak and what you should say? And,
of course, but, okay. You know, I think a lot of the big Southern schools are more conservative in that manner, and they don't really, it's not that they don't allow it, you just see less of it.
So the focus on those schools is still education as opposed to brainwashing.
Yeah.
Well, your first year you were at Georgetown, was there more of that there? Well,
yeah. I mean, you better believe it. I mean, it's the international community there is crazy. So you have this, you know, you have like such diverse opinions. So everyone, it's like almost encouraged there basically. So, but, you know, it's at big Southern like state universities, the thing is, they have their dollars budgeted to them and they need to spend those appropriately, and they they can't be spending money trying to like, you know, have all these kids like, well, we want to organize here, and you know, they don't have time for that.
Or the money for it.
Or the money.
Right. So like these giant private schools, they have the money to go, oh sure, you're gonna have a foundation.
You want a club, you get a club. They're like, Oprah, you get a club.
Well, there's the reason I ask is because there's this guy named Milo Yiannopoulos.
Oh yeah, I know this guy.
Yeah, he's a British. His name is whatever. Yeah, he's British. Whatever. I think he is. Anyway,
he's
shut
on Corolla
up.
A lot. Anyway.
He is on Corolla. I didn't know that. Well, he's a gay guy, and he's doing his Dangerous Faggot Tour this year, which is going to these campuses where there's a lot of social justice warrior shit going on. And he'll go and he'll speak to the local, to the college kids who are conservatives, and these schools get lambasted by the you know, all the progressives. You know, you can't have him here. His speech is dangerous. And then they bully the administration, and then they make Milo, they make him pay for the security, and then the security won't do anything if people, you know, try to shut it down, which has happened every place he goes. And, so I started following this website called Campus Reform, and I just keep seeing all these stories about weird shit that has nothing to do with education. And, it's just this and that. So that's why I asked that question, and I'm happy to hear that it's just like, nah, we go to school here, and we drink, and we party, and we, you know, try to get women. And
general shitheadery.
Yeah. I like that. That's what college is about.
General shitheadery.
Yeah. And learning statistics, even though it sucks. And, if you're not smart or mathly inclined, like I wasn't.
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, he's trying to be an entertainment lawyer. That's kind of his thing. So I'm hoping that he'll inherit me like a slave from his father one day when his dad retires.
There you go.
That would be, yeah. I don't know what to say to that.
That's cool, though. All right. Spoiler time.
Spoiler alert.
Game of Thrones.
Oh. Episode 10, Season 6. And by gosh, I'm so glad that we're no longer going to be in the European Union. I'm a 78-year-old pensioner, and I don't like these people coming over and taking the money that should be going to other 78-year-old white pensioners. Here's another thing I don't like about Brexit. It's stupid.
And it's called Brexit.
I know. Brexit sounds like a medicine for foot fungus.
Are you with Westeros first?
No, I'm not with Westeros. Let's Westexit.
Or Westeros.
Frexit.
Where are my sons?
Yes.
I'm eating them.
Oh my
God! They're here, sir. They're right here.
Such a great. I mean,
to beat a dead horse and to say the same thing everybody has said since Sunday night. What a fucking great episode!
What that was their best season finale they've ever had.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
And it was better than the last week's episode.
It was, and I didn't know how they were going to top that because Battle of the Bastards was so kick ass.
So Cersei goes all Michael Corleone and settles debts all at once.
Yeah.
Yes. Now she's like a Disney villain. So villainous with this outfit and this whole shebang.
What's the name of the place they were? They had them all. The Sept.
The Scepter.
No, it was the Septum or the Sept.
I don't know.
It wasn't the Scepter.
I don't know, but it's
whatever.
Where they had to meet in front of
the star and the thing,
the cathedral,
the church. Yeah. Well, she treated that like Mo Green.
and blew that fucker up.
Man, as soon as I saw those barrels and the greens, I was like, oh,
yeah. Yeah.
No. It's the shit. Because, I mean, and what was so funny was, like, last week you heard he had Tyrion, or the one who was talking about Khaleesi's dad. Uh-huh. You know, your dad was a fucking nut job. He was going to kill everybody.
And the kid dying.
Yeah. Well, and so
okay,
I was
backing it up. So, basically, Cersei was supposed to appear there for the trial that Marjorie's brother was going through. He openly admits it. Everything says, you know, I'm a degenerate guy who likes to put things in his mouth.
I lay down with men.
Yeah, he lays with men. So your corollaries there are Christianity. Okay, so there's that. And then Cersei decides that she's not going to go, and she doesn't go. And the son is waiting in wherever he lives.
Tommen, yeah.
Yeah, Tommen is waiting, and, you know, he's not going anywhere either. So, blah, 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 blah. And then Marjorie figures out that something is amiss. She tries to leave, and the High Sparrow's little army there, what are they called?
The birds? No.
The faith something.
I thought it was the
something faithful.
No, those birds are the kids.
It's the something
faithful. Yeah, the little stabbies.
See, this is why when you listen to Radio Labyrinth and you're getting a recap of a show, you're getting a lot of what are they called? It's because we're in our 40s.
It's your Papo's podcast. I don't remember.
We're like the two guys in the balcony on the Muppets.
So
what is that?
The dummies with the stuff carved in their heads.
Yeah, those dumbasses.
Yeah. Anyway, they get sent to find Cersei by the High Sparrow because she hasn't shown up. Bring her to the temple, blah, 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 blah. And he gets distracted by a child, and he follows the child, and he ends up getting stabbed and falls down.
Well, that was like a straight-up spinal cord stab. That kid was precise.
In the kidney, actually.
Crippled his ass.
Yeah, or the liver.
Yeah. Know.
So the guy falls down, then he sees the candles inside of the...
What is that stuff called? It's called dragon something, that green shit.
Dragon something.
Yeah, yeah. You remember because Tyrion used it in season two or whatever.
I don't think that's what it's called, though.
I don't know. It's called something like that.
Jeff, look it up. Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, shit. Well, he would know what it's called. We suck, man. We don't know anything.
Well, that's why he's the archivist or whatever the hell.
Archivist?
He's a research coordinator.
What is that shit called? We're not going to move on.
Slime. It's called slime. Haven't you seen Ghostbusters?
It's slurm. It's that shit from Nickelodeon.
Oh, right. Don't say I don't know.
It's called wildfire.
Wildfire. Okay.
Yeah. And so there were candles, you know, burning down in the wildfire. So anyway, Cersei uses the wildfire to blow up the sept. And the sept goes boom, boom, boom. So she kills everyone, including, I think, her uncle, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She killed everybody.
Killed her uncle. Tannen. Tommen.
Tommen, yeah. And in a way, I was right. Remember I said she's going to have him killed? Mm-hmm. She basically did. It killed him, and so he killed himself.
Yeah, well,
it was too much for him.
He couldn't get that Marjorie anymore.
Well, you know what? That threw me off. I really didn't think that was going to happen.
Ah, dude, as soon as I saw the open window, and he's so pussified. He's so pussified. You knew he couldn't go on after that shit.
Well, see, when he took his crown off, yeah, he just looked like a normal boy again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I had this vision of like, oh, he's just going to go back to being just her son, and that's going to be it.
No, 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 no. No,
obviously not.
No.
And she was like, I want to see him.
Yeah.
I want to see him.
So Jaime is going to be very pissed. I'm going to assume that is the case.
Why?
I think Jaime's going to end up killing Cersei.
So do I. I think he's going to kill her, and he'll be the king and queen slayer.
Yeah.
Why is he pissed, though?
Because that's his son.
Yeah.
He loves Cersei, but she killed...
I feel like he loves her more than anything else.
I don't know. I think she's the mad queen now.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. That's why he killed old dude, and then here she did the same shit and blew up half the damn city.
Wasn't that Robert Targaryen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mad king.
The mad
killer
king.
Killer scene. That bell came down.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but again, that was another, hey, Christianity sucks. So, I mean, you got to see things as they really are. The other running theme, which doesn't bother me at all, but is a running theme and that is very accurate, is that girl power.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
The girl sand power. Snakes.
Yeah, yeah. The sand snakes, of course, Daenerys.
Mm-hmm.
And, and of course, Queen Cersei.
And Yara.
Yeah, Yara. Yarp.
I saw so many Yara Greyjoys when I was in Detroit last weekend. So many. I realize that Detroit is the original. They are the Ironborn.
Let's go have a couple of drinks, then you can come over and lick my puss. Wriggle a finger in there and try to get my G-spat. Hurry up, the Tigers are on in 10 minutes. Oh, that was a good puss licking. What you mean we can't rape and pillage anymore?
That's all we know.
That's all we know how to do.
That's all we know.
And then for some reason, Arya Stark puts a knife in me. Now she slit my throat.
I did not see that coming. Did not see that coming.
Well, she was wearing a mask.
Now, was she the same chick that was looking at Jaime?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't put that together till later.
Yeah, but how long ago was what was that? What episode was that from? Looking at Jaime?
No, it was the same episode.
It was the same episode, yeah. Because they were in there, because he was...
That's right.
Yeah. And he's like, all you got to do is sit there, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't put that together.
Would you fuck her? I'd fuck her.
So, but the thing about it is, so the many-faced god, so does she get this power now just because she was true to herself? You know, how come she can still do this mask shit?
She learned how to do it.
She learned how to do it. And she stole a mask. I mean, he wouldn't have given her one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she couldn't do this without the many-faced god's blessing, though.
Well, he obviously doesn't care because he saw her leave.
Right.
And then I guess maybe because she's giving him names, so he's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll take them.
Yeah. So she did her deed, and
Professor Filch can go back to being Satrakian on the strain. The Strigoi.
I liked it whenever the Sand Snakes were talking to Marjorie's grandma, and she was like, let grown women talk.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I love that woman.
She's great.
Let the women talk.
What was she saying to you? She's like, how old are you? What was she asking each of them?
You look like a little boy.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
Yeah. You got anything to say? Shut up.
Meanwhile, she's the hottest one of those three. Anyway. let's see what else. There's so much fucking cool shit happened.
The Lady of Mormont.
Yeah,
she made me think. I wish kids could run for president. I feel like they need to open the pool for presidential candidates to children. If there's any of them out there.
Yeah. Well, she really helped Jon Snow's cause, and everybody. I thought that Sansa was going to be named queen, but when everybody rallied around Jon. That's pretty damn awesome. So John is the king of the North now.
And it really looks like he truly legitimately is.
Yes.
Right.
He's not a bastard.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't be king of the North, though. He would be the legitimate heir to the throne.
Right.
So
you think we're going to get this whole rock and roll fantasy of him and Khaleesi are going to hook up? That's going to be the husband-wife
duo? Well, they're related.
Khaleesi's going to hook up with Yara.
She's a Targaryen. What does she care?
Yes. So there's what else? Okay.
Khaleesi's hooking up with Yara.
What?
That's what's happening.
Huh?
Did you say when they had that meeting in the last episode?
She's not hooking up with Yara.
Come on.
No way.
Yes.
I do not believe that.
I think she's going to hook up with Yara.
She's got better taste than that.
All right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, God. What else was that? There's so much I want to talk about. Oh, the Jon Snow thing was pretty cool. Then toward the end of the episode, of course, it's revealed. Because Bran is now the three-eyed raven.
Yeah.
And admits it. He goes back and actually sees what happens. And he saw, her name's Laura, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, giving birth to Jon Snow. And I love that that shot. You go from the baby's face right to Jon's face. So what this proves, I guess, is that he is Targaryen and therefore the half-brother of Khaleesi, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
And he is not Ned Stark's child.
No, but Ned promised to raise him because Robert would have killed her.
Right.
So
exactly.
Why would he have killed her?
Well, I guess in a way.
Now I'm confusing myself.
Yeah.
Well, then is he still a bastard then? Because he wasn't married to that lady. So isn't he still a bastard, but he's just Baratheon's bastard?
Hard to tell. I'm fucking confused.
Listen, I had to have all this explained to me, and I still don't understand.
But what about, and then Samwell, have you seen this thing on the internet where they show the opening scene of you know, the credits, the opening credits for Game of Thrones, that that was also the shit that you see inside that big ass library when Samwell goes in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Yeah. And so like all this time the maesters are going to play a bigger role in this whole White Walker shit than, so I mean, because they keep just, they'll just throw you a flash of Samwell
here
and there.
He's becoming a maester.
So I feel at some point he is going to have a much larger role.
Well, there's an opening for a maester in King's Landing.
Right. Right. That's true. They did have a quick vacancy last week.
He had a nice time with a pretty little hooker, and then got stabbed to death. And of course the scene where all the ships are, this is the end. And of course we're jumping around. The ships are the full army of,
yeah, the dragons, Daenerys, the Dothraki, yep.
All of them
Ironborn.
Are headed to King's Landing to kick ass. And of course our little imp was made, Hand of the Queen.
Right.
That was very sweet.
That was pretty touching, yeah.
But let's not forget about Cersei having that bitch on the rack.
Yeah.
Shame. Yes. Yeah. That was sweet.
That was a great scene.
As much as, you know, I never, sometimes, I don't know, that's the great thing about the show is you find yourself, you pull for people that are horrible.
Right.
Just because of what has happened to them, you know.
Well.
True.
All in all, I have to say it was the best episode of the season. Definitely worth sticking with Game of Thrones. Some people are bitching about it, but...
why would I have no idea why you would bitch about
it. I was bitching about it before these last few episodes.
I guess we were, actually, when it first started. I was like, I think I'm going to quit.
It's been slow.
Not me. Never me.
I wasn't going to quit, but I was like, come on.
This will be me next year with Walking Dead, and then if it turns out to not to be a pile of shit, like I'm positive it's going to be.
Yeah.
Then I'll be like you guys.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, we all do that with The Walking Dead, yet we keep watching it. So if we're willing to do that, we can keep watching Game of Thrones. So what else did you all watch this week? I already talked about what I watched. You guys have some stuff that you like.
Well, do we get into talking about Preacher tell people
Feel free to
fucking show?
Just listen. Talk about Preacher. If you both watched the most recent episode, there's only one episode left. Go ahead.
We're going to let you get caught.
No, I don't give a shit. Talk about Preacher. I want, you know.
Well, I mean, it's not any fun if you're not in it.
Here's some questions I have. So the angels, the two guys that are angels.
Yeah.
They're not angels.
They're not angels. No. All right.
Does the phone ever ring, the one from heaven?
Yes, it is ringing, and they're afraid to answer it because they know they're in trouble.
Okay.
And then the one guy, this last episode, he was practicing how he should answer it, like, hello, this is...
So there's only one more episode. There's five in total, and I hope if it's that good, maybe they'll do a full season, you think?
I don't know.
Or is this just a miniseries?
I didn't know there was only five.
I didn't know that.
I thought you guys just said there's only five.
No, so far. Have aired.
Oh.
No, it's a full season of a show.
You just got me upset for 2 seconds.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I'm just
there's
I'm really
five,
into it. We're at
four. You're at four.
Are we at four?
Yeah.
I thought we were at five. Okay, we're at four.
All right, you're all fucking me up here.
It's okay.
It's a mini series. All right, so that's a good show. What other show are you watching that I don't watch?
We don't have to get into it, but
Silicon Valley
was phenomenal.
So good.
Do you watch that, Jason?
I need to get into that. Because I've seen so many episodes. I've seen the DTF episode. Oh, my God.
The DTF.
I don't know why I don't watch it.
TJ Miller's
you
incredible.
You would love it. Veep is amazing. Veep's season finale was fantastic.
What cartoon did I just watch where TJ Miller did the voice?
Baymax?
No, Sean and Lisa showed it to me. Fuck, what was it? It was
Big Body Six or something.
That's what I said.
What's Big Body Six?
Big Hero Six, yeah.
Oh, speaking of animated films, while he's going into that, I didn't see it, but my wife and my daughter got a special screening to see Secret Life of Pets. She said it was phenomenal.
I have heard that movie.
So
great.
It opens next, I think it opens on the 8th.
Yeah, this has been going on for 8 months now. I've been hearing about this movie.
Yeah, it's the Despicable Me people.
Yeah.
So they said it was great.
What's it about?
Pets
in their secret lives.
What they do?
What do they do though?
When you go to work?
What
do they go on adventures?
What are their secrets?
John C. Reilly's in it. Louis C.K. and you know.
Oh,
what if the movie was literally just them sitting?
Right.
It's like, there's no secret.
Like I said, I didn't see it. They saw it, but I've seen the trailers plenty of times.
Yeah, the trailer looks good.
Yeah,
but I want to know. It's called The Gore Burger Show.
Is the T.J. Miller?
Yeah.
Haven't seen that.
The Gore Burger Show. It was funny as shit. That's why I was trying to think about it. The Gore Burger Show. The Gore Burger Show. Keep talking about.
Well, no,
the
when
shows
I when I well
watch.
When I got back from Detroit, my DVR was full. So yesterday, that's all I did was watch TV all day. So I watched Game of Thrones. I watched Preacher. I watched Silicon Valley. I watched Veep. I watched Another Period. That was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God! Brian Husky and Natasha Zero arguing over the room.
The butternut room.
The butternut.
The butternut. You guys, all Another right. Period. You are missing out. It wrecked. Fucking Wrecked is so funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
my
still
God.
Only in that first episode. But.
I was crying. Episode 3, crying. They find a DVD player that only has 2 hours of battery life, okay? And they've been on the island about 3 weeks at this point. Then they're digging. They try to find a DVD in all of the luggage. They find Dumb and Dumber 2, and they're all excited. But then they also find Selma. And so they're torn if it's the last movie they're ever going to watch.
Oh, God.
Should they watch Selma or should they watch Dumb and Dumber? So they ask everybody, you know, and they're like, no, we should watch Selma. I mean, it's a great movie, you know. And then you see them marching all to go watch Selma. And they're like, you know, in the movie Selma going to watch it. And then finally the black lady, she says, I don't care. I don't want to watch this damn movie. Let's watch Dumb and Dumber 2.
When does Westworld start?
I don't know.
Fall?
Saw the trailer again.
Yeah, it's looking pretty cool. If it made Drudge, then you know people are talking about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
It does look very good.
No.
Yeah, I mean, they had a whole promo, probably like a 3-minute promo on HBO before, you know, Game of Thrones the other night. That was a phenomenal promo, but it showed a bunch of the shows that are coming, and it looks pretty good.
Yeah. The Vice Principals, that's my big one. I can't wait for it.
Walter Goggins.
I can't wait for Bad Santa 2.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And Billy Bob is back? Or is
they're all back.
Well, not Bernie.
Well,
yeah.
Or John Ritter.
Fucking in the ass. So anyway, the Gore Burger Show is an internet talk show hosted by comedian T.J. Miller under the guise of Gore Burger, a giant blue monster who took over a Japanese television station to interview musicians. So it's had Jack Black, Flea, Andrew W.K., Wayne Coyne, Carson Daly, Tegan and Sarah, and the Eagles of Death Metal.
Oh, I love Eagles of Death Metal.
And the monster is fucking evil, and he asks ridiculous questions, and it looks like where the wild things are type of creature.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's fucking funny, and I saw it on YouTube. So.
I've never heard of it. I'm going to have to watch that.
Yeah. So it's very funny, and that'll lead us right into staff picks. We call this staff picks. It's really Steph picks because she watches the best stuff.
Oh, pshaw.
Pshaw is what I used to say to Gene when he'd come up with these zany ideas to, you know, record songs with other people other than Kiss. I said, Gene, you don't have the voice for it. Besides, you did Christine 16, and that song is really inappropriate because you have a daughter that was once 16. And might I say, when she was 13, she had a nice set of D's. Just saying, you notice these things. That's why Gene kept her away from me, because I'm a very star-crossed man. Convince any woman to love me. Right, Gene?
Right.
Why aren't you doing Gene?
Oh, because I was thinking about something.
Imagine if I did that. So anyway, staff picks, okay.
I was thinking about my staff pick.
Oh, you didn't have one today?
Well, no, I was going back. Not really.
Jason, you're the guest. You can have the staff pick, the first one.
So I recently watched it's a miniseries. It's only like 6 episodes or something like that. It's called It's John Glazer's Show. And I knew him from Parks and Recreation. He was Jeremy Jam, and he's in this show. He's Neon Joe, Werewolf Hunter. It was on Adult Swim, and it was funny.
God, I love this show.
It's basically a city in of Garrity up in Vermont, and it's the B&B capital of the world.
Yeah, Paul Rudd, he meets his fate like 2 minutes into the first episode.
Oh, this is a
live
action show.
Yes. Yeah. Oh God, Tim, it's great.
Okay. It's so funny. I mean, it's easy to remember because there's only a few episodes, so I think they're going to renew it for a new season.
Yeah, and it's got like Scott Adsit from 30 Rock, Steve Little.
Steve Little from Cleve.
Oh my God, he's fantastic. But yeah, that it's great, and they got renewed actually for season 2.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hilarious. The cybots.
Yeah.
Cyborg already have robots. Neon Joe the Vampire Hunter.
No, Werewolf Hunter.
Werewolf.
And he's Neon Joe because he wears neon colored
clothes. I just saw
clothes.
Pictures of him. Yeah, it looks very funny.
What's so funny about this is the fact that he was just on a talk show and he just started making this character up on talk show. I think it was on Fallon. Uh-huh. And he was like, oh my God, that sounds like you should actually make that show. And
they did.
They fucking made the show.
Wow.
That's the first time that that's happened. Like, yeah. You should really do that.
Yeah. And so he did. And it's just so crazy. And the way he always talks like he's from Louisiana.
Yeah.
And he's everything's it's the thought that he'll everything.
the penultimate episode is so great with the where he meets his father and they he's has some issues with him that he needs to get past and one of the therapist has them hooked up to some pretty medieval devices called a Pinotine.
Oh.
And so they're having a very deep, like, father to son talk with these just contraptions around their dicks. And I think, he's Freddy in House of Cards and he's Norman in The Wire. Who is that guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. They have, like, really big actors on this show.
He's the dad.
I forget what his name is, though.
Freddy.
That was and the one where he's the writer of the
oh,
book.
Oh, that guy, Norman Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah, he's on Outcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
I love that guy, the way he talks. He was also in Oz. He was Kearns.
Yeah.
Kearns. He took over being the warden for a while. Kearns, who ran Oz.
I loved Oz.
Who's the guy that was the leprechaun? That's not that guy.
The leprechaun?
Yeah, the
in
movie
what?
The leprechaun.
What does that have to do
sorry.
With
sorry
any of
that? There's a guy that looked like that was in a movie called The Leprechaun.
Why, because he's black?
No.
I thought you were saying who's the actual leprechaun in the movie.
I'm telling you. If we look up the guy that was the leprechaun in
I'm
the
not
leprechaun,
even going
like, yeah.
to
Are you talking about the Jennifer Aniston leprechaun movie?
Yeah.
That is that who you're talking about?
He doesn't know.
Move on.
Okay.
Thank you, Jason.
Well, no where problem. Can we see this show?
It's on Adult Swim. Okay. You can catch it, I guess, on demand. That's where I watched them.
That's where everybody watches TV now. Oh, it's on at when? Yeah, like I'm going to remember that. DVR. Stephanie, before you start, I have to tell you that you recommended last week Steve Brule.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Mm-hmm. And I watched the first episode with the new of the
car.
New season with the car. Oh, my God. That was so fucking funny.
when he went to the dealership, I mean, just like in when they put him in that really nice car.
Yeah.
And then he ended up.
Yeah, he goes, here's all the money I had.
I wanted to talk about John C. Reilly.
So what's your pick this week?
My pick this week, so, you know, when I was home visiting fam over the weekend.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A lot
You're
of times
in
Detroit. I would go to bed early to escape the voices in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put my earbuds in and I would just watch Netflix movies throughout the night. And so I started watching The Resurrection of Jake the Snake. Jake the Snake was one of my favorite wrestlers.
That's a sad movie.
It's so,
a documentary.
Oh, my God. I'm laying there in bed. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I mean, most of the time you're crying in your bed in Detroit anyway. But I was really, I mean, just bawling my eyes out. It was so sad. And it was the most realistic depiction of somebody grappling with addiction I've ever seen. And just that Diamond Dallas Page, what a fucking amazing person he is. He's like a true angel. I mean, the way that he actually got his ass, I mean, every time you thought Jake the Snake was good, he was over it, he would have another relapse, which is so, you know, the way it is being an alcoholic. And then what he did for Razor Ramon. Razor Ramon was another one that I loved. He was a baddie that was pretty great or whatever.
He was a heel, but he was the one that you liked. There's a name for that. Anti-hero.
Exactly. But so I highly recommend it. It was very entertaining. It's very uplifting. Along with being sad in a lot of parts, it's a great movie. And so, but anyway,
have you seen The Sheik?
No.
About the Iron Sheik?
No.
A couple of Iranians up in Toronto who were huge fans of his made the movie about him. That's pretty sad too.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he hasn't redeemed himself either. I'm sure he's still.
There's one about Ultimate Warrior that's pretty good. I
hate him.
The documentary is pretty good.
I know. I'm sure the documentary is, but I hated him when they brought him into WWE. I was like, oh, because I used to watch it, you know, religiously. I said, this guy is dumb. He's got all this stupid shit.
You know, like the neon armbands?
Like, no.
Not digging the face paint.
No, I hate it. The first thing I thought of is like, this is NWA shit, which is what the WCW used to be called. This is fucking stupid. But anyway.
But Jake the Snake, you know, he always had the snake, which
Jake
makes
the snake
really
was
set
cool.
him apart. Yeah, the DDP, man.
Damien.
Yeah.
That was his thing, and it was the DDT.
DDT. DDP is the diamond. Yeah. The DDT.
Diamond Cutter. That was his finisher.
Yes.
Which wasn't even a real move.
I like Diamond Dallas Page, though.
I do, too, but the Diamond Cutter was like a show move. The DDT was a real fucking thing where you could hurt somebody, because I had somebody in my high school do it to a kid in the hall on the hard floor, and a kid's head fucking split open.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it was some scary shit, but it was cool to see it.
Of course.
That happened one time at my high school. A kid in he had a seizure, and he punched this girl in the face, and the guy started beating the shit out of him because he thought that yeah, that was really sad.
Wow.
I guess it wasn't the same.
Yeah, that sounds like just a fight.
Yeah, that's
well,
so
no, he was still having the seizure, and the guy was beating the shit out of him while he was having the seizure.
Get to the top row.
Chief J Strongbow came out, did a wahoo dance, and shook off the beating.
Dropped an atomic elbow off like the school desk.
Ira?
Yeah, well, I had one.
Are you finished? I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, that was it.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
No drinks or food this week, too?
No, I had my Better Made chips that I was going to bring you guys from Detroit, and I totally Jeffed it. I totally middle swarthed it and left them on the fucking table, just like Jeff did us that time. But unlike Jeff, I'm going to eat them, and I'm not going to bring them to you.
No, you're going
to
bring them in because you're going to tell us about your trip next week after you've had more time to let it simmer.
Okay. All right. I'll let it.
All right.
And then I'll tell you about my trip, and then we'll do double trip.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. All right. Night trip.
Promise?
I promise.
You know you're going to have to save them for 2 weeks, right?
I'm going to just put them in the car.
You're going to say, don't leave them in the car. They'll get hot and cold. Take them in the house and put them in a cupboard and have some self-control.
Oh, Tim. Don't be my therapist. Boring. Don't be my food therapist.
I'm not being your food therapist.
Boring. Remember,
I'll try not to eat them.
You want to share them with
just
everyone.
Just eat them.
I'll do my best.
Jason.
I don't need them.
You're in charge of monitoring this.
What are these chips?
While you're
they're
here.
Better Made chips. They're only in Detroit. Only made and sold in Detroit. I was going to bring you guys some Town Club colas, but I was afraid the glass bottles would break in my suitcase.
I'll bring you back some Jersey shit.
Okay. What's
seaweed. I don't know.
More fucking saltwater taffy.
I ain't bringing back taffy.
You fishing bodies out of the river for us?
I'll think of something good. Don't worry.
What's your pick, Ira?
I was going to recommend some podcasts, but that's typical shit. But we were talking about slasher films earlier. I recently rewatched American Werewolf in London
from
81 because it's on Netflix again. And that's just one of my favorite movies of all time. And it's just great.
Griffin Dunn, I love him in that movie.
Yeah.
It's so great. So the humor in it.
David Naughton, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Making it.
Yeah. This is the only movie that wasn't like a booby movie that he was in. It was like an actual real movie.
And he had a hit out of it, and he got a horrible television show called Making It.
We're making it.
I'm making it. Okay, he's also the I'm a pepper, you're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? Back to Ira. Back to not Griffin Dunn. David Naughton.
Oh, the other guy. Yeah. He was in Seinfeld.
Separate Vacations. That was one of the late night HBO boob movies that he was in. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
You saw American Werewolf in London, the original?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Great film, right?
Yeah.
But you guys reminded me of it earlier because that was an early film of mine too, where we were watching it. I think I was at a friend's house. We were watching it with parents, and then there's the scene in the shower where they're getting it on, and it was like, oh, you guys have to leave.
Yeah.
We had to leave. Oh. We had to go out. But I could still hear Van Morrison playing it.
It's Marvelous Night for a Moon. Right. Yeah, when he changes.
Yep.
And that's still, and the graphics or whatever,
are great.
Because it was Rick Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Is it John Carpenter? Not John Carpenter. Who directed
Karen that? Carpenter. Directed that, right?
In between meals.
Yeah. Well, it was... Who did Thriller?
John Landis directed it.
Yeah.
John Landis.
John Landis, yeah.
And he also directed Blues Brothers.
Yeah, well, I could go off on Blues Brothers forever, but... they used like the same sound bites and stuff for Thriller, or from... In Thriller from American Werewolf in London, and a lot of that was taken from.
How about Howling 2 at the end, where Sybil Danning's just ripping her shirt off over and over again? You know what I'm talking about? The credits, the entire credits, are just her ripping her shirt off and her tits popping out.
It's so cheesy.
The Howling. Those movies were terrible.
Were they?
They weren't terrible. Dee Wallace was in them. She was E.T.'s mom.
She
Elliot's
changed
mom.
On during the news
Watching,
broadcast.
Yeah. But American Werewolf in London is one
Jenny
of the best movies.
I remember always thinking, Piccadilly Circus.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's just a great genre, like kind of like horror, with comedy. I mean,
yep.
She recommended, what was the funniest one, like just dark horror, like dark comedy was Slither.
Yeah, I love
that. That is a hilarious movie.
Yeah, it is. It's very funny. It's so gross.
I'd have to go with Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead is amazing. It's up there. I love Shaun of the Dead.
And Hot Fuzz for the cop genre movies.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, when they're doing the Point Break land, they're shooting their guns.
Oh, yeah.
That kills me.
The
every
final
time.
Death scene is gruesome. Yeah. My God.
You know who else is in that?
Who?
Frey!
He's in everything.
He's the guy, the old man who has all the guns and just goes, rush here, rah, rush here, rah, rah. Yeah. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's not him. Never mind that. No, I'm wrong. The guy who did that. No, I'm right. Never mind. Fuck it. Tim, you're right. Know when you're right and shut the fuck up.
Now you're doing what I do.
Thank you, Ira, very much.
Sure.
All right. My pick this week is a YouTube channel called Marley 13, where you get to watch a bunch of videos of Scottish lads playing Call of Duty.
Oh, jeez.
And an easier way to look for it is just go to YouTube and
type
in.
Can you understand anything?
Well, I'm going to play some for you. Okay. It's called Scottish COD Players, and there's tons of these videos on there, and they're playing Black Ops 3, so if we're plugged in here, I'm going
to... What's up, troops? Marley 13 here, and I'm glad to tell you that finally Windows has got his recording equipment in. It's only took him like a year, but expect videos from him soon, hopefully.
Guy Ritchie
channel
film.
Link is in the description.
Yep.
And thank you for all the support since the last video. Please, as always, let's go for those 1,000 likes.
Marley 13 is his guy's
video,
name.
In the comments and on the hashtag Scottish COD Players. Have a nice day and enjoy the video.
All right.
Cheers. You used to come out stealing your dad's phone so you could go on MSN when you were out your
Now these have subtitles.
You come out with your dad's fucking meat wagon phone hangman with a fucking big boulder.
Contact a next galaxy with that thing.
I'll take whatever tone I fucking fancy taking.
Indiana tone.
Game of tone.
Get tone roses.
Long tone silver.
Go, somebody fucking rip it.
You're always hijacking my machine gun in it.
How about I hijack you to a yacht and fling you in the clean for the ankles down, you dick?
That's your problem.
Fucking mod a squat for us on a fucking bag of fucking cactuses? How does that sound?
Gosh, she doesn't.
She already said your mom does fucking squat thrusts with a bag of cactuses.
Does she?
That's what that guy said. No, she doesn't, right? You can just, I mean, and you're watching him play the game too, so right. You're watching him play Call of Duty. Here's a little bit more.
Oh, she does.
Squat first on a fucking cereal box.
What?
Get the fuck, Nicky. I'm not playing with all these mutants.
Easy definition of a fucking bumble's right arm.
You only get a wash on Christmas Day, fuck's sake, you smelly.
What was the last thing he said?
You only got a wash on Christmas Day, for fuck's sake, you smelly bastard.
Bastard, mind I've met you.
Talking about your dick, man. Your fucking eyebrows, you can chill the fuck out on and make a dent, you prick. Shut up, Nicky, you fucking wobbly toothed arsehole.
You fucking wobbly tooth. I can't do that Scottish. That's such a great accent.
So how did you find this?
This is another tip from Sean.
Oh, okay.
We were watching him at his house Saturday night.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of Sean, my name is Tim Andrews, and you can find me here doing Radio Labyrinth every week. You can find me 3 times a week on the Digital Doctrine, available on the WSB app. And also, you can find me every Sunday from 12 to 3 on Eric's... You can find me every Sunday, 12 to 3, on the Von Hessler Doctrine, live on 95.5 FM and AM 750 WSB, and that is what I do. And when I'm not there, I am working at Mary Todd Hairdressing Company on Carroll Street in Cabbage Town. Look them up online, Mary Todd Hairdressing, MaryToddHairCo.com, MaryToddHairCo.com. Listen, if you go and you call and make an appointment, ask if I'm there. And say, I would like Tim to wash my hair, and he needs to do George Bush. Or
somebody, while you're massaging?
While I'm washing the hair, I will do that for you, and you don't even have to tip me. It's because I like doing it.
I'm going to get you a t-shirt that says, all rubs, no tugs.
Yes, all rubs, no tugs. But seriously, it's a fun, hip place. It's a cool place. You can come on down, have a cup of coffee, and everybody there is talented and very, very skilled at what they do, and is a very good haircut. You can even get a hot lather shave there. And you can get your hair colored there if you're so inclined. But the hot lather shave, I'm saving up for that. Stephanie.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm on Twitter, Stephalopagus.
If you want to find Stephanie, go to @radio_labyrinth and look for Stephalopagus, because I can't even spell it yet.
Absolutely.
That's
go
crazy.
Find her.
Ira?
Just go to twofacesradio.com to find this podcast and all of the other podcasts are on that network. I never really plug it, but Two Faces Radio used to be my original podcast. I started in 2009. There's like 100 episodes on there going back that far, obviously. And it's a lot of interviews with great musicians. And exclusive in-studio performances that you'd probably like. Arrested Development's been on there. Driving and Crying's been on there. Blackberry Smoke has been on there. So go back through the archives and check them out. I'm sure you'll find something that you...
Did Arrested Development do Tennessee?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Awesome.
So you got to meet all those...
Yeah, it was
Tony
great.
Hale and
had them in studio just like this, and just bullshitting and hanging out. It was great.
Very nice.
So got anything to plug over there, Jason?
No.
Well, you have your own radio show at UVA.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're listening to this and you're in the Charlottesville area.
Can it be listened to online?
I think it can.
Yeah, of I listen to it online.
I'm sure you can listen to it
online. Well, then plug your radio show.
Yeah, it's Ride Out Radio. I mean, it's a rap show, but Stephanie knows I play with
that's
the
all right.
Well, I play with the fucking... Want. Exactly, because it's my show.
So. Right. And a lot of people like rap, not just, you know, white people.
Yeah. Well, I was saying I play other stuff other than rap.
He does a lot of 70s soul, which I appreciate. All right, all yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
I had a Yacht Rock episode. Played some Kenny Loggins.
Nice.
Herb Alpert and stuff like that. Yeah. And then that's all I got to plug.
How do you find the show?
It's go to WXTJ.com, and that's the official radio.
WXTJ.com.
Yes.
Awesome.
The kid.
Hey, thank you very much for coming in, man.
Yeah, no problem. This is awesome.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. And some other stuff. Next week, we are taking our first break, but we will do a show. I'm going to produce something for you guys to download and listen to. But everybody's got the 4th of July, and you guys got the 4th of July. And listen, we got to take a break. So there will be an episode 30. It just won't be, you know, us talking about all the stuff we like. Besides, Game of Thrones is over.
TV died.
Yeah.
So. You'll be caught up by Ray. You should be caught up to season 4 of Ray Donovan by that point.
Listen.
Well, do Preacher for our sake.
Preacher will be done. I'll have that all done. You know, because it's only 5 episodes.
Yeah. All right.
Or 4.
I don't know how many.
And then also start watching another period and Wrecked.
No. Sorry about that. I'm going to watch the show that Jason recommended about the vampire, the werewolf
Joe?
Hunter. Yeah.
Yes.
There's only 5 episodes. You got it.
I can handle that. Get through. Get to us on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth on Facebook. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you want to hear more of. Let us know what we can do to make you happy. You can also tweet it to us at @radio_labyrinth. And please go to iTunes and like us, rate us, review us. We'll read your reviews and everything. Jeff will be back when we're all back. No, he won't, because that night he's going to see Flight of the Conchords. He can eat a dick.
He really can't.
We can switch the night.
No, we can't. No, we cannot do that.
It's principle.
I'm not going to do another 13-hour day.
Oh, no?
No. No, I'm not doing that. Besides, he doesn't care.
But we might care.
Well, the audience cares.
I've seen Flight of the Conchords live.
Have you?
It was good.
Yeah. I'm saying he should come here and not do that.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think his priorities are totally screwed.
His priorities are
Jeff,
shite.
What's the matter with you?
His priorities are shite. Fuck, I do as I tell you. See, I can't do it. All right, guys, listen, yeah, we'll figure it out. Right. How about that? Let's 2 weeks from today, this is like a million miles from here, please. I'll be working on new voices. I'll listen to Michael Savage on the way home from work for some reason because it's on the radio, and who cares? Until that time, please remember to always keep it canon. Let's do it again. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Keep it canon.
I didn't get a keep it canon out of that guy.
Keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.